What's on Your Mind, the preview program. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Soon to be joined by Steve Bakken for a preview of our conversation today on What's on Your Mind. Tell you about sports and the weather. We'll start with some news headlines to begin the hour on the program. Give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General of North Dakota, will join us. We're going to talk about the crime stats with Wayne Stengem later on in the program today. Looking forward to that conversation. The new numbers with 2012 data are in and can be crunched. So we look forward to that conversation coming up on the program today with Wayne Stengem. And as we have predicted on this program, there is not a, as some would suggest, spike in crime related specifically to the oil patch. Crime is up in general, just like everything's up in North Dakota. But there's no one particular area of the state that's responsible for that crime increase. It's pretty much across the board. So we'll crunch those numbers a little bit with Wayne Stengem today on the program. John Thune will be here, a senator from South Dakota who chairs the Senate Republican Conference. And he has joined the Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio wing of the Republican Party that believes that the defunding of Obamacare ought to be tied to the budget. Split amongst Republicans on whether or not to do that. Talk to our listeners about it. We're going to talk about that, as well as his take on how to get the Farm Bill to conference and get rolling on that. We're going to talk with a fellow from a group called Farm Sanctuary that have launched a campaign called the Someone Project that aims to highlight research depicting pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals as more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed. Now, is that nuts? Sounds like it to me. It's one of the reasons we invited this individual in, as well as to talk about a story you may have heard about regarding a protest of Walmart because they purchased pork from places that keep pigs a little too cozy. It's amazing to me what groups will take on in the way of causes every now and then. But when I heard about a giant inflatable pig yesterday, I had to know a little more. And so we've invited this guest on. I'm really hoping that listeners in our audience who live the real world experience here on the, pork producers in this case, can share with us the facts of this and get to the bottom of it, because we don't like to rely on these groups that tend to be a little bit on the extreme side. We're going to go right to our true experts, folks actually in the business, and dig into this one a little bit today on the program. So we look forward to that as well. How about this lab-grown burger? Seems to be getting some attention as well. Just the term lab-grown burger, it just turns my stomach. It's all I need to know, but it's making fairly significant news. Let me start on the Walmart story here, because we're going to be tackling that on the program today. I can't help but chuckle over this 10-foot-high inflatable pig. Walmart in Fargo, the scene for this demonstration, part of a national tour calling on the retail giant Walmart to weed out pork providers that protesters say treat pigs cruelly. Their beef with Walmart is how pigs are housed. And evidently, at least one of Walmart's pork providers uses gestation crates, a common but controversial method that puts each sow in a cramped stall that limits movement. And, of course, the little inflatable pig they had was also in a crate. Yeah. And so that's how they get their point across. The campaign coordinator says pork that eventually lines Walmart's shelves come from pigs who often suffer sores and more. Claims they're driven insane inside the close quarters of a gestation cage, unable to move or even turn around. And says the hidden cost of Walmart's cheap pork is blatant animal abuse. Now, the National Pork Producers Council says actually these gestation crates which are one of several housing options that may be best for the pig's health and safety, and that a ban on the crates wouldn't be in the best interest of the pigs. Walmart is not responding to this, but Forum Story did check with a swine specialist at NDSU, David Newman, who said gestation stalls allow farmers to better monitor feeding, stop pigs from fighting one another, and prevent sows from crushing their newborns. And it has been the most common method since the 1980s. There are alternatives, like roaming in a pasture or group sow fixtures, but each method has its own issues. It's not the crates that are the problem, he said, but how they're managed. Never mind that public pressure has prompted some folks to call on their pork providers to phase out gestation. I mean, you blow up a pig and you get action. Kroger's, for instance, said, hey, we don't want our pork providers to use that kind of housing. So Walmart Canada made a similar announcement. So now these groups are they're getting some traction on their pig protest. Look forward to getting the expertise of our audience on that one today on the program. Find out a little bit more about that. The NDSU story we're going to dig into a little bit today as well. Starting linebacker for NDSU, you remember the incident with Travis Beck and the fight outside of Fargo Bar early morning of June the 9th, which police said Beck had knocked another man unconscious. Well, there is a plea, change of plea in the works, and a hearing set for August 19th in the Cass County District Court. The player had previously pleaded not guilty to a resisting arrest charge, and now it looks like the change of plea hearing is planned because prosecutors are dropping the more serious felony assault charge against him. They say they dropped it because surveillance video from nearby businesses and police cameras showed Beck might have been acting in self-defense. City prosecutor confirmed that a plea hearing was set in the case, said he did not know if there was a plea deal involved, said Beck is likely to receive a fine and no jail time as part of the sentence. Beck had no prior record other than a misdemeanor conviction for underage drinking last September. The linebacker was recently reinstated to the Bison football team after an indefinite suspension, but isn't practicing because of concussion-like symptoms. What do you think the team ought to do with Travis Beck? One of the questions we'll tackle on our program today as well and get your input on. All right. Another story we are following today on the program. Let's see here. What else? Where else can we go? Law enforcement reports low crime numbers during the WeFest weekend. That's nice. Glad to hear that. We have another candidate for mayor of Moorhead, Mike Hullett, is throwing his hat in that race as well. So now two folks vying for that particular spot. Very interesting. A couple of the stories we've posted about on Facebook that we'll tackle on the program today. Family income affecting students' performance in schools. Question about that. There was a forum story about it yesterday. And a lot of great comments on that. We also delved into the topic of whether or not there's a legitimate problem of drugs in the oil patch. Here's the thing that bothers me about this story. The connotation is there's a lot of people in the Bakken who have flooded here from other places to take on a job, right, and making some decent salaries, and therefore might be able to get into the drug market. I mean, the stories you hear from law enforcement is, okay, you've got an individual with some means now. You've got, some people that might come in from outside and want to exploit that market. But I think what everybody forgets, the drug testing is phenomenal to get a job and to keep a job. So I think this might be more of the administration using as another way to wage the war on oil. Because somehow suggests, oil boom means a drug problem. I don't necessarily connect those dots, but we're going to unpack that one a little bit today and invite more of your comments on our Facebook page, A-Rod, and what ought to happen to him also, you know, in focus. Those are some news headlines. What's on your mind? Preview with Steve Bakken and I next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're going to put the Coach Bowl cap on Steve Bakken today. Your coach for the day. What do you do with Travis Beck, the linebacker, now that we know he's going to plead guilty to a lesser charge?
4 games.
All right.
That would be my coach's cap, 4 games. And it's not because, okay, even if he's exonerated, you don't fight a cop. I don't care how drunk you are. Just, you should know better. And that's a character issue. And if things are touted within the camp of NDSU being so above board, you know, step up and you should know better. Are you held to a higher standard as a student athlete? I think you are.
And
you should just know better.
4 games, you think, is like a serious, it shows that, this isn't a slap on the wrist. This is the real deal.
The bottom line is, when you fought with the cops and raised a ruckus with the law enforcement, that's crossing a separate line than, okay, you were defending yourself.
What do you think will happen? You think they'll get that tough?
They'll get a game. Meaningless preseason game.
A meaningless preseason game, in other words, be able to say we suspended him, but it not be...
Well, look what happened with the players that on the collection of signatures, which to me I deem as a much more egregious offense. Nothing. I mean, they got not even a slap on the wrist in the scheme of things.
Wasn't there a zero-tolerance policy stated somewhere along the line there?
That's what's been professed. I would think that... is it a zero-tolerance policy if you produce on the field? Or on the rink? Or on the hardwood? Quite often in society, that's what it's turned into.
One of the topics we'll tackle on the program today. By the way, we're also going to talk with the Advocacy Director for Farm Sanctuary, the Someone Project.
Does this make you chuckle?
It does. It does, yeah. How are we going to get through this interview without chuckling? Because this group is suggesting that pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals are more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed. And I'd love to know what leads them to this. Like, you know, I have this vision of somebody sitting with a clipboard doing a Q&A with a pig and a chicken and a cow. You know, so it sounds like a Far Side cartoon.
You know what? If they wrapped this study in bacon, I would agree with it, because everything's better in bacon.
Yeah. They might need to. But anyway, we'll invite the listeners to take the lead in the questioning of these folks.
Well, I'm sure their answer is we can be kind to these animals now because, well, we can grow meat on in a test tube.
Oh, doesn't that gross you out, that story? It really grosses me out.
I want my dead cow. I'm sorry.
Headline of the Bismarck Tribune today says, lab-grown burger short on flavor. No kidding.
And it only cost them $300,000. But you know what? $300,000 for, or was it $300
million?
$300,000. Okay, $300,000 to come up with that test. And for, were they quarter pound burgers? Because they grew two of them, right?
No kidding. It was 150 grand a burger, huh?
Yeah. Something like that. Because they grew two burgers, is if I read the article correctly. So it's $150,000. Wow. Okay. That's going to feed the world, huh?
Cultured beef burger grown in a laboratory from stem cells of cattle.
There is nothing that sounds good about that.
No. I just want a burger, you know. I mean, real beef on a barbecue grill.
Making me think about that doesn't make me want anything. It takes my appetite away.
Yeah, and Google's involved in it. They evidently funded the $300,000.
Why?
Concern for animal welfare. What are these people have a problem with the circle of life? I mean, is, you know,
people welfare.
This is crazy.
I'm a firm believer that we have gone through scientifically and eliminated most forms of natural selection on this planet. This rock is getting crowded. It's only going to hold so many people. We got to feed those people. That's not the way. Here's the answer. You know, more people and having to produce more ways to feed them is not the answer to too many people. The answer to too many people is have less people.
Certainly not lab-grown burgers.
Yeah. No.
For sure. Yeah. I want to understand this story in Grand Forks a little better. With the school board, evidently, despite what the legislature did on property tax relief, increasing the property tax levy 28.6% from the level it was reduced by the state tax buy-down. Here's the Grand Forks Herald story on this. Despite the proposed hike, the district's mill levy would still be lower than last year's. How could that be? Some Grand Forks property owners recently received a letter alerting them to a public hearing being held next week to discuss the potential tax increase. The increase may sound like a lot. Well, 28.6% doesn't sound like a lot. It is a lot, said the business manager for the district, Vicki Schwartz. But taxpayers can actually expect a nearly 30% decrease in property taxes levied by the schools. The increase is a little misleading, she said. Truly, we are reducing taxes. The proposed increase would be added on to a mill rate that already reduced by a 50-mill buy-down from the state. A mill is equal to a tenth of a cent and is used to determine property taxes.
You tell me how you're reducing taxes when, how does the state get that money?
Well,
through my taxes.
Adding the 28, I'm reading the story here, I was trying to decipher all this, adding the 28.6% increase to that value would bring the projected total mill rate for 2014 to 111.4 mills, down 28 mills from 2013.
Big whoop.
While it's a 28% increase in mills, we're reducing it from the amount levied last year. The owner of a $165,000 home, the average value in the district, could see a $208 savings on their tax bill in 2014 compared to 2013.
Do they not get this? They don't get this. And this goes right back to reform versus relief. If the school districts and the local entities, the quote-unquote local control, going back from Measure 2, don't understand that when the state tries to give the property owners a break in this state, let them have it. Don't go backhandedly, oh, well, hey, we took 50% off from the state, so anything less than 50% increase on our end, and you're still saving money on your school, on your property taxes. Really?
Yeah, this sounds
and they wonder why there's going to be another measure too. And I didn't support it the first time because I wanted to give local, because I put this back on the people, because people don't show up at their school boards, they don't show up at their city councils, and they don't show up at their county commission meetings. There's your local control. That is incumbent upon you as a citizen in the state of North Dakota to complain about your taxes by showing up at those events. You show up at those three and you can keep your taxes pretty darn low. Well, if you don't show up, that's on you. Now, you've got the local control side trying to circumvent what the state tried to. This is coming back to relief versus reform. Guess what? Measure 2 is going to pass, and I can't say I'm not going to be a supporter this time.
Senator John Thune will join us on the program today to talk about the best way to defund Obamacare, plus Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the 2012 crime stats, too. All coming up on What's in Your Mind. Stay tuned.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How would you like to experience the Bakken oil field up close, firsthand? You can read all about it, but really until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it. Which is why we encourage you to take advantage of the Bakken Field Tour. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. First, the Bakken Briefing, which is a comprehensive presentation, helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. Then you hop on the bus and actually see up close energy development activities. Oil and gas infrastructure, commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, communities, the infrastructure impacts, as well as a tour of a crew camp. The Bakken Field Tour. Go online, find out more. You can register, get the rates, get all signed up for the final tour for this summer. August 21st, it'll leave from Williston in the Hampton Inn and Suites. Or call 701-577-1100 and experience the Bakken firsthand. BakkenFieldTour.com. Or call 701-577-1100.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, let's check sports for you on the What's On Your Mind preview. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hammond. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls on the What's On Your Mind coming up. Calling all pork producers. We have to get to the bottom of this this story. Save us from lab-grown burgers, would you please? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, those stories and more. Wayne Stengem, Senator John Thune, and the folks from... Farm Sanctuary, that's the group, launching a campaign called the Someone Project, aiming to highlight research depicting pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals as more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's our Tuesday present to you. I guess to give you lots of good fodder there. All right, let's, twins, by the way, that's smoked. Yeah, not so good. Kansas City routed the Twins. Last night, so all that good favor the Twins had going right out the window. I got a four-hitter. Eric Hosmer drove in a career-high five runs. The Royals rout the Twins. Are you ready for this? 13-0. Now, the Royals are hot. They won 12 of their last 13, but 13 runs? Yeah. Royals manager quoted as saying, quite frankly, tonight was probably the least stressful game we played all year long. It was literally a stress-free game. Combination of good pitching, solid defense, great hitting. Jeremy made it look easy. That'd be Jeremy Guthrie, who pitched the four-hitter. Six runs in the second was huge. Big cushion right there. Not pretty. Royals sent 11 men to the plate in a six-run second inning, which was highlighted with a couple of Royals striking two-run singles. Ron Gardenhire said after, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time talking about this one. Oh, goodness sakes. Yeah, there's not a lot to talk about there. Twins, tough day at the ballpark for sure. T-Wolves have announced their preseason schedule. I know that you're sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what's going to happen there, but they'll get out and about a little bit, hosting the going to Sioux Falls this year. Milwaukee Bucks. October 10th, they go to Montreal, October 20th with Boston, and have Toronto at the Target Center on October 12th. Road games, Toronto, Philadelphia, Detroit. So, anyway, there's the scoop on the T-Wolves for you T-Wolves fans that are getting ready for basketball season. Let's talk a little bit about UND for a moment. Got two redshirt freshmen that are competing to be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota, or for, excuse me, for the Sioux, for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. Who will start at QB. By the way, they open August 29th against Valparaiso. Quarterbacks Joel Moberg and Ryan Bartels. Are the two that are competing. And by the way, nice crop of receivers, I understand, too. Considered to be the deepest and most talented in school history. I love it. All right. Moberg's, by the way, from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, so he'd be the closest thing to a local. He might have some local folks rooting for him. Bartels from Illinois. They're splitting the time right now. Got a good competition going there, so that's good to hear. Glad to know about that. We've got to talk about A-Rod a little bit here and what's going to happen there. And we'll get into the NDSU story of the day, which we're going to spend a little time talking about later in the program on What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken has suggested a 4-game suspension. We're going to leave it to the listeners to decide what ought to happen. A-Rod is confronting his turmoil, says he's fighting for his life. New York Yankee slugger did not deny using performance-enhancing drugs in the news conference he did. Major League Baseball officially announcing he's suspended through the 2014 season. He said he will talk about whether he used the PEDs, acronym for performance-enhancing drugs, at another time when he is free to speak his mind. He did, however, dig in for a battle, saying no one else will defend him unless he stands up for himself. There's nothing about this that's been easy, said Rodriguez. All of it has been challenging. I'm sure there's been mistakes made along the way. We're here now. I'm a human being. I've had 2 hip surgeries. I've had 2 knee surgeries. I'm fighting for my life, says A-Rod. So he's a bit defiant, intent on evading baseball's most sweeping punishment since the Black Sox scandal. 13 players suspended as part of this drug investigation. 50 games apiece. This all has to do with a relationship with this Biogenesis of America anti-aging clinic in Florida, accused of distributing the banned performance-enhancing drugs. Rodriguez got the toughest penalty. 3-time MVP and baseball's highest-paid star said he will appeal a suspension. His is 211 games. The other folks, as I mentioned, 50. He is appealing it. The arbitrator not expected to rule until November or December at the earliest, so now he can make his season debut and play the rest of the year. He joined the Yanks 5 hours after the suspension in the series opener in Chicago, playing third base, batting fourth, booed loudly each time he walked to the plate. He went 1-for-4. The Yanks lost 8-1. Kind of surprised the Yankees would play him myself. Seems odd, doesn't it? Anyway, the latest on that sad saga of A-Rod. NDSU Bison star linebacker Travis Beck reportedly set to plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest later this month. That in exchange for other charges like the felony assault being dropped from that June incident outside a Fargo bar. He recently returned to team activities after an indefinite suspension if he pleads guilty to resisting arrest. Question we'll be asking on the program today, should he be suspended? And if so, by how much? And also, by the way, on our Facebook page, we have a question up about A-Rod. Whether or not Major League Baseball ought to implement a one-strike-and-you're-out policy instead of allowing violators second chances. Do you want players that use steroids to get a second or third chance? You can answer that question on our Facebook page, and we'll tackle that later in the program. The Minnesota Vikings are going to kick off their preseason Friday versus the Houston Texans. I don't know about you, but if it's the weather here for crying out loud, it seems a little early to me. You know, the Halloween decorations come out, all the fall signs, the Vikings playing the front half of August. four longtime NFL officials met with reporters in Mankato yesterday and with Viking players and coaches last night to talk about the league's new rules and points of emphasis for this season. The one new rule that's generating the most interest among the Vikings and their fans, the 15-yard penalty for players who lower their head and use the crown of their helmet to strike another player. They evidently showed a video to reporters in the team, and it shows blows by Vikings running back Adrian Peterson and Browns running back Trent Richardson, two examples of plays that will now be flagged. If you're expecting flags to come raining down now, there's a rule in place. Don't. At least that's the word from the officials that visited the camp. There weren't many of these kinds of hits last year, said Laird Hayes, a side judge. So the league doesn't expect a rash of these calls, particularly now that it's a rule. Just one of those incidents that they're adding so they can protect these guys as much as they can. For a flag to be thrown, the hit has to come outside the tackle box and occur 3 or more yards downfield. The player delivering the blow also has to purposely line up his target, lower his head, and strike with the top of his helmet. If it's close, no, we're not going to call it. It'll be one of the few safety rules that when we have a doubt, we're not going to throw the flag, said the head linesman. So, there you go. You can keep an eye on the new rules. Thought you'd want to know. All right. Couple of things in sports. Again, coming up on What's on Your Mind, the preview program this hour, but next hour we'll be taking your calls, calling all pork producers. Pigs and pens. Got a problem with that? And what do you make of the new research that says pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals are more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed? You buying any of that? Travis Beck. What kind of suspension should you get, Steve? Bakken says 4 games. Calling all Bison fans. You're the coach. You're Coach Bull for the day. What do you do? Senator John Thune will check in. He's chair of the Senate Republican Conference. One of the proponents of an idea linking the defunding of Obamacare to the budget, as many of our listeners want. Also talk about the Farm Bill. And then Attorney General Wayne Stengem promised to come back when the 2012 crime rates were in so we could fairly assess whether any folks pointing to the Bakken as the reason crime was up, a particular area, trying to tag the oil boom with that unduly distinction, or accurate or not. Short answer, no go. Crime up, which is not good. Why is it up? Probably because there's more of everything going on in North Dakota, but not up as a result of one particular area of the state being responsible for it. So anyway, we're going to tackle that story today on the program as well. And a lot of Facebook answers I haven't gotten to yet, so we'll tackle that today on the program. On A-Rod, on schools, or school performance, I should say, being tied to a family income. Interesting one there. And more. Hey, we'll tell you about weather forecast next. Get set for What's on Your Mind straight ahead after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity. and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com. Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, friends, Scott Hanlon here. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls on What's on Your Mind, K-Fire 550, KCJP, 910 AM out of Minot, KTGO Tioga, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch from the plains. Here's your forecast in the Red River Valley. Showers and thunderstorms likely been coming down pretty good this morning. And most of the rain shower activity should end by early afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 75. South to southwest wind 7 to 15 becoming north-northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles an hour. 70% chance of precip. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Higher amounts and thunderstorms, I think, fairly welcome, to tell you the truth, given the fact we've been way short on rain for most of the month of July into early August here. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m. Partly cloudy, low around 48, north wind at 6 to 15, with gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. New rainfall amounts, so less than a tenth of an inch, except higher in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 73. Yeah, that's what I said. 73 for a high. Is it August? North to northwest wind around 6 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning hours. Mostly cloudy, about 55 for a low. South-southeast wind around 6 miles an hour. And Thursday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 72. Winds calm, becoming north.
Thursday night, partly cloudy, 50. Friday, sunny, high near 71. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 51. Saturday, sunny, high near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 56. Sunday, some showers, some thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high near 77. And, of course, Monday, mostly sunny and a high near 78 with no rain showers. Back to work day. Rain, fog, mist, 61 in the Fargo at this hour. Oil patch forecast today, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 67 today. North wind at 9 to 13. Rainfall amounts, 10th quarter of an inch, higher during thunderstorms tonight. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10. Partly cloudy, low about 44 tonight. North wind at 5 to 10, becoming light and variable after midnight tomorrow. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Mostly sunny, high near 72. Calm wind becoming southwest around 5 in the afternoon. Balmy compared to today. 67 today, 72 tomorrow in the oil patch, and that will continue. Looks like Thursday mostly cloudy with a mostly sunny, with a high near 69. North wind at 5 to 9. Thursday night partly cloudy, low around 48. Friday sunny, high near 72. Friday night, partly cloudy, 52. Saturday, sunny, 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 54. Sunday still looks nice in the patch. Sunny and a high near 77 as well. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 56. And then up around 78 Monday, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 59 at Fair and Tioga at this hour. Williston, Fair and 59 degrees. Back on the east again, Fargo, 61. Detroit Lake, some rain, 61. Fergus, cloudy, 63. Grand Forks, mostly cloudy, 62 at this hour as well. Check of our weather forecast on the program. All right, I promised to get to a few of our answers on the Facebook questions of the day. And A-Rod is lighting things up. Suspensions for Major League Baseball players for steroid use, including Alex Rodriguez. The question we ask is whether or not you think Major League Baseball should implement a one-strike-and-you're-out policy instead of allowing these violators second chances. If you're using steroids in baseball, do you deserve a second or third chance? Maria says, look, Marla says, if they're going to clean up the sport, they need to hit this hard and be consistent. The message has to be, we won't tolerate this, no second chance. Chad, zero tolerance, period, no chance for appeal. Tom says, so A-Rod gets suspended through 2014, gets to play while he appeals? What a joke. Tom Schneider says, Roger Maris's record of 61 home runs should stay intact. These guys back then, you know those guys back then used steroids. Look how big those guys were. That was robbery. All right. David says, I say we all stay out of it. It's a private issue between employee and employer. If the fans were really against it, they'd stop watching baseball. Ron says it's an issue for everyone who pays their salaries through ticket sales and TV deals. Throw them out, clear their stats. John says, here's my opinion, and I'm a baseball guy. It's all about entertainment. If no one is watching, they wouldn't be playing. If they want to risk their lives taking drugs to do so, let them. There's always going to be someone that's going to try and cheat. Did players cheat when Maris played? For sure. Do I think it's right? No. I don't. It's going to happen no matter what happens. How about Pete Rose? Look at what Pete Rose did compared to this. Maybe it's time for us to give Pete a second chance, since we're doling out second chances. Anyway, appreciate the comments on A-Rod. One of many questions we have on our Facebook page today that you can weigh in. Another, do you think drugs are more of a problem since the oil boom? Or is this the administration using it as another way to wage a war on oil? Tyler says, just another reason to continue a failed and expensive policy called the war on drugs. Sean says, never let a crisis go to waste. All right. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind next?
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.